Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 23, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Nuclei and Oracle offer advanced banking solutions to enterprises. India-based B2B SaaS startup Nuclei has partnered with Oracle to embed its SaaS and merchant marketplace program on Oracle's digital banking platform. I Hate Receipts and Ingenico partner to offer contactless HD receipts. Cloud-based contactless receipting platform I Hate Receipts, IHR, has teamed up with Ingenico to augment the customer experience with contactless HD receipts at checkout. Fortis expands into Canada, acquires SmartPay, and augments its offering. US-based fintech Fortis has gone live in Canada, acquired payments provider SmartPay and rolled out augmented funding and settlement capabilities for online marketplaces. Getir decides to end operations in France. Turkey-based delivery platform Getir has decided to end its operations in France, 2 years after it launched its services in the country. Cape taps Thread as its payments issuer processor. Australia-based expense management platform and corporate card provider Cape has selected payments platform Thread as its payments issuer processor. SumSub launches an advanced deepfake detection technology. UK-based security and transaction monitoring solutions provider SumSub has launched an advanced deepfake detection technology. Italian banks cooperate in CBDC project. Collaborating with the Bank of Italy, the Associazione Bancaria Italiana, ABI, has brought together a group of banks in a pilot program for a central bank digital currency, CBDC. Crypto.com gets license in Spain. Cryptocurrency platform Crypto.com has been granted Virtual Asset Service Provider, VASP, registration by the Bank of Spain. Blockchain platform issues first digital green bond. The European Investment Bank, EIB, has issued its first digital green bond on a blockchain-based platform developed by SEB and Crédit Agricole. Crypto.com scores Spanish license. Crypto.com announced today that it has received its Virtual Asset Service Provider, VASP, registration from the Bank of Spain. Physical checks aren't cutting it. Why businesses need to move to digital payments. Digital payments used to be a luxury that only very large enterprises could afford, thanks to their ability to invest significantly into the technology and the people to manually support that technology. Qatar's QNB Group taps IBM to augment the digital banking experience. QNB Group, IBM, and Manai Infotech have partnered to provide an innovative digital banking experience in Doha, Qatar. Google Workspace partners with Stripe. Google Workspace has partnered with US-based payments processor Stripe to help business accept payments through Google Calendar. UK banks to ramp up data sharing in AML fight. British banks have aimed to share more data on economic crime suspicions to combat dirty money inflows into the country. Plaid launches Beacon, an anti-fraud network. US-based data network Plaid has launched Beacon, an anti-fraud network addressed to fintechs and financial institutions. Binance launches a regulated digital asset platform in Kazakhstan. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has launched a regulated digital asset platform in Kazakhstan as part of its global expansion efforts. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.